This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Gardasil 9, Human Papillomavirus 9 Valent Vaccine, Recombinant. This leaflet provides important information about being given Gardasil 9. You should also speak to your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about you or your child being given Gardasil 9. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I or my child being given Gardasil 9? Gardasil 9 is a vaccine that helps protect against disease caused by the following types of human papillomavirus, HPV. 6, 11, 16, 18, 31, 33, 45, 52, and 58. In girls and women 9 to 45 years of age, it helps prevent cervical, the lower end of the uterus, or womb, vulva, the outside of the female genitals, vaginal, and anal cancers. Abnormal and precancerous, changes in cells which have a risk of turning into cancer cervical, vaginal, vulva and anal lesions. Genital warts and HPV infection. In boys and men 9 to 45 years of age, Gardasil 9 helps prevent anal cancer and precancerous anal lesions. External genital lesions, including genital warts and HPV infection. Gardasil 9 helps prevent, but does not treat these diseases. You or your child cannot get HPV or any of these diseases from Gardasil 9. What is human papillomavirus? HPV is a common virus. Of the many different types of HPV, some are harmless and others can cause certain cancers and other diseases. While most people clear the virus, those who do not can develop disease, including cervical, some vaginal, vulva, and anal cancer and genital warts. Who is at risk for HPV, and why is vaccination with Gardasil 9 important? Without vaccination, it is estimated that the majority of people who have ever had sex will become infected with HPV during their lifetime. A male or female of any age who has taken part in any kind of sexual activity that involves genital contact is at risk. Most people who have HPV may not show any signs or symptoms. This means that they can pass on the virus to others without knowing it. What are cervical cancer and precancerous lesions? Cancer of the cervix is a serious and sometimes life-threatening disease. It begins when a female catches certain types of HPV. These HPV types can cause the cells in the lining of the cervix to change from normal to abnormal or precancerous lesions. These lesions are usually detected through the cervical screening program. If these lesions are not treated, they can turn cancerous. You or your child cannot get cervical cancer without first having a HPV infection. What are vulva and vaginal cancers? Many vulva and vaginal cancers are caused by HPV. There are no routine screening tests for these cancers. What are anal cancer and precancerous lesions? HPV infection is strongly linked to anal cancer and precancerous anal lesions. There are no routine screening tests for anal cancer. What are genital warts? Genital warts are caused by certain types of HPV. They commonly appear as skin-colored irregular growths. They are found on the inside or outside of the genitals in both males and females. They can hurt, itch, bleed, and cause discomfort. Sometimes they can come back after treatment. Gardasil 9 only protects against diseases caused by the 9 types covered by the vaccine. Gardasil 9 works best when given before you or your child has become infected with HPV, but may also be of benefit if you or your child have had a previous infection. Talk with your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist for more information. The Gardasil 9 vaccine does not remove the need for screening for cervical, vulva, vaginal and anal cancers. As recommended by your doctor, women should still get routine cervical cancer screening. Does not protect against disease that is caused by other types of HPV, other viruses, or bacteria. Does not protect you or your child from HPV types that you may already have, but most people do not have all types contained in the vaccine. How it works? Gardasil 9 works by causing the body to produce its own protection against HPV type 6, 11, 16, 18, 31, 33, 45, 52, and 58 that cause disease. It does this by making substances called antibodies in the blood which fight HPV. If a vaccinated person comes into contact with HPV, the body is usually ready to destroy it. It usually takes several weeks after vaccination to develop protection against HPV. Protection requires completion of the vaccine series. Most people will produce enough antibodies against HPV. However, as with all vaccines, 100% protection cannot be guaranteed. The vaccine will not give you or your child HPV or any of the disease listed above. The chance of a severe reaction from Gardasil 9 is very small, but the risks from not being vaccinated against cervical cancer and other cancers, vulva, vaginal and anal cancers and diseases caused by HPV may be very serious. As with any vaccine, Gardasil 9 may not fully protect everyone who gets the vaccine. Continue to follow your doctor instructions on regular cervical cancer screening tests. What should I know before my child or I given Gardasil 9? Warnings. Do not get Gardasil 9 if you or your child have had an allergy to a previous dose of Gardasil or Gardasil 9. You or your child are allergic to any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Symptoms of allergic reaction include swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or other parts of the body, shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty in breathing, skin rash, itching, or hives. Check with your doctor if you or your child had an allergic reaction to a previous dose of Gardasil or Gardasil 9, has a bleeding disorder and cannot receive injections in the arm, has any illness with a fever higher than 37.8 degrees Celsius. Your doctor may decide to delay vaccination until the illness has passed. A mild illness, such as a cold, is not usually a reason to delay vaccination. Has a weakened immune system, for example due to a genetic defect or human immunodeficiency virus, HIV infection. Take medicines that affect the immune system. Takes or plans to take any medicines, including over-the-counter medicines. Is pregnant or is planning to get pregnant. Have any other medical conditions. Take any medicines for any other condition. During treatment, you or your child may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Tell the doctor or healthcare professional if you or your child, the person getting Gardasil 9, is pregnant or is planning to get pregnant. You should not get Gardasil 9 during pregnancy. If you plan to get pregnant or get pregnant, you should wait until you are no longer pregnant to complete your vaccine series. In more than 1,000 pregnancies, women who were pregnant or became pregnant after getting Gardasil 9 did not have a higher chance for miscarriages or babies with birth defects. These data are considered insufficient to recommend use of Gardasil 9 during pregnancy. Gardasil 9 may be given to women who are breast and feeding or intend to breastfeed. Use in the elderly. Gardasil 9 has not been studied in the elderly. What if my child or I are taking other medicines? Tell your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist if you or your child are taking any other vaccines or medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Use with other vaccines. Tell your doctor if you or your child have had any vaccines in the last 4 weeks. Your doctor will advise you if Gardasil 9 is to be given with another vaccine. Your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist may have more information on medicines and vaccines to be careful with or avoid during vaccination with Gardasil 9. Gardasil 9 can be given at the same time as Gardasil 9 can be given at the same time as Menactra, meningococcal, groups A, C, Y and W135 vaccine, Adacel, tetanus, diphtheria and a cellular pertussis vaccine. Repivax, diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, a cellular component and poliomyelitis, inactivated vaccine. Should I receive Gardasil 9, if I have already received Gardasil? If you have already received Gardasil, talk to your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist to see if Gardasil 9 is right for you. Gardasil 9 contains the same 4 HPV types, 6, 11, 16, 18 that are in Gardasil and 5 additional HPV types, 31. 33, 45, 52, 58. Check with your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Gardasil 9. How is Gardasil 9 given? How much is given? A doctor or nurse will give you Gardasil 9 as an injection into the muscle in the arm or leg. Each dose of Gardasil 9 is 0.5 milliliters. When is it given? You or your child will receive 3 doses of the vaccine. Ideally, the doses are given as dose 1, added 8 you and your doctor or nurse or pharmacist chooses. Dose 2. 2 months after the first dose, not earlier than 1 month after the first dose. Dose 3. 6 months after the first dose, not earlier than 3 months after the second dose. All 3 doses should be given within a 1-year period. Talk to your doctor for more information. Alternatively, individuals 9 to 14 years of age may receive 2 doses of the vaccine. Dose 1, added 8 you and your doctor, or nurse, or pharmacist chooses. Dose 2, given between 5 and 13 months after first dose. If the second vaccine dose is given earlier than 5 months after the first dose, a third dose should always be given. It is recommended that individuals who receive a first dose of Gardasil 9 complete the vaccination course with Gardasil 9. Make sure that you or your child gets the complete vaccine series. This allows you or your child to get the full benefits of Gardasil 9. If you or your child miss a dose, if you miss the scheduled dose, talk to your doctor or nurse. See your doctor or nurse, who will decide when to give the missed dose. It is important that you follow the instructions of your doctor or nurse regarding return visits for the follow-up dose. What should I know after my child or I given Gardasil 9? Things you should do. Keep follow-up appointments with your doctor or clinic. Keep a record of the vaccinations and update this after each injection. Remind any doctor, nurse, or pharmacist you visit that you or your child have been given Gardasil 9. Looking after your vaccine. It is unlikely that you will be asked to store Gardasil 9. However, if you need to store Gardasil 9, keep it in the fridge where the temperature is between 2 degrees Celsius and 8 degrees Celsius. Do not freeze this vaccine. Freezing destroys the vaccine. Protect it from light by keeping it in the original pack until it is time to be given. Gardasil 9 should be administered as soon as possible after being removed from refrigeration. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted vaccine. It is unlikely that you will be asked to dispose of Gardasil 9. However, if you no longer need to take this vaccine or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not take this vaccine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines, including vaccines, can have side effects. If you or your child do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and if you need to, ask your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Pain, swelling, redness, itching and bruising at or around the injection site. Headache, fever or high temperature, nausea, dizziness, fatigue. Studies show that there was more swelling where the shot was given when Gardasil 9 was given at the same time with other vaccines such as Rabivax, not currently registered in Australia, Menactra, and or Adacel. These are the most common side effects seen with Gardasil 9. These side effects are usually mild and usually improve or disappear within a few days. As with other vaccines, additional side effects that have been reported during general use for Gardasil 9 are shown below. Side effects reported during the general use of Gardasil are also shown below. Gardasil side effects are reported as they may be relevant to Gardasil 9, since the vaccines are similar in composition. Gardasil 9. Fainting sometimes accompanied with seizure-like movements. Vomiting. Additionally, the following side effects have been seen with the general use of Gardasil. Skin infection may appear as hot, tender, and red skin. Bleeding or bruising more easily than normal may appear as purple or red spots visible through the skin. Swollen glands in the neck, armpit, or groin. Muscle weakness, abnormal sensations, tingling in the arms, legs, and upper body, Guillain-Barré syndrome. Confusion. Dizziness. Headache. Nausea. Joint pain or painful swollen joint. Aching muscles may appear as muscle weakness or weakness that is not caused by exercise. Unusual tiredness, weakness, chills, generally feeling unwell. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you or your child have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Fainting. Fainting can happen after getting a vaccine. Sometimes people who faint can fall and hurt themselves. For this reason, you or your child may be asked to sit or lie down for 15 minutes after getting Gardasil 9. Some people who faint might shake or become stiff and may need to be treated by the doctor. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. As with all vaccines given by injection, there is a very small risk of a serious allergic reaction. Wheezing, shortness of breath, or difficulty breathing. Pinkish, itchy swellings on the skin, also called hives. Skin rash, itchiness. Swelling of the face, lips, tongue which may cause difficulty in swallowing, or breathing, or swelling of other parts of the body. All of these side effects are rare. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. These are very serious side effects. You or your child may need urgent medical attention or hospitalization. Tell your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this vaccine. Product details. This vaccine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Gardasil 9 contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Highly purified inactive proteins from HPV type 6, 11, 16, 18, 31, 33, 45, 52, and 58. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Aluminum, as amorphous aluminum hydroxyphosphate sulfate adjuvant. Sodium chloride. Histidine. Polysorbate 80. Borax. Residual traces of yeast protein. Water. Do not take this vaccine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Gardasil 9 looks like. Gardasil 9 is a cloudy white liquid in a glass syringe or vial. Gardasil 9 syringe, OSTAR 224092. Not currently registered in Australia. Who sponsors Gardasil 9? Merck Sharp. Ann. Dome, Australia Pty Limited. Level 1, Building A, 26 Talavera Road. Macquarie Park, New South Wales 21113. Who distributes Gardasil 9? Securus, Australia Pty Limited. Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. This leaflet was prepared in March 2024. Copyright 2024 Merck. & Co. Inc. Rahway, NJ, USA, and its affiliates. All rights reserved. CCDSV 503I 112022. CCDSV 503I 102022. CCDSV 503I 102023. RCNAU 00024757. RCNAU 00002460.